Today, the weather in the sales are brisk at the Mazza Winery and Vineyards.
Did you want these in a bag?
Yeah, these. Okay. This is all going to the same spot.
Mary Ventura is buying small bottles of wine that she describes as liquid candy. Ventura and the sales clerk chime in when I ask her what she's talking about.
This is ice wine.
Ice wine.
It's really not something that you can find on all the shelves. And so we came across this little winery, and it's great.
Mazza's is one of the few wineries in the United States that sells and produces ice wine. More and more people are discovering this rare, super sweet dessert wine.
We're going to head out right behind the winery, actually.
Mario Mazza is a third-generation grower. He says their vineyard's location along the Lake Erie shoreline in Pennsylvania makes ice wine production possible. For vineyards in this region, the Great Lake changes the local climate.
So in the spring, it keeps the shore a little bit cooler, keeps the grapes from budding too early, which is a good thing, prevents them from getting hit with the later spring frost. In the fall, we have the reverse happen. So in September and even the beginning of October, we have a little bit more warmth along the lake shore here.
But the real ticket to producing ice wine is a final burst of cold winter weather. In December or January, winds off Lake Erie can bring the temperature to well below freezing. As snowflakes whip around the vineyards, Mazza stands next to rows of grapes still on the vine. The rows are netted by hand to protect the vines from high winter winds and hungry animals.
These vineyards we're looking at here are Vidal Blanc grapes. They're a great variety because they have a relatively thick skin and can hold up to the colder climate, to the colder weather, and leaving them on the vine for an extra month or 2 months.
Natural ice wines require a hard freeze to occur sometime after the grapes are ripe. If a freeze doesn't come fast enough, the grapes might rot and the crop will be lost. If the freeze is too severe, no juice can be extracted. Back inside the winery, Mazza helps out with bottling. During a break, he says that catching the right sustained freeze means that workers must be ready to roll out of bed early to pick the grapes used in ice wine.
When we go out there and pick them about 5 in the morning, headlights down the rows, and you're actually picking these grapes at about 18 degrees Fahrenheit, so they're actually frozen, just like a marble. You get very, very sweet juice when you press that out.
Ice wines are very sweet because the grapes dehydrate the last 2 months on the vine. That concentrates the sugar and the flavor.
So the sugars are twice that of what we would get at a normal harvest date in October, and the flavors are just so much more intense and concentrated.
So you don't end up with a lot of juice then?
Hence the rarity, the sale in the smaller bottle, and the price tag on ice wines. A lot of people look at them and say, wow, those are awfully expensive. But when they learn about the extensive effort put into making these wines, they then understand that it's well worth it.
At $40 a half bottle, ice wine generally is worth the extra work for growers. It might take months to completely ferment ice wine. Regular wines take days or weeks. Each year, the Mazzas produce only about 250 gallons of ice wine, a tiny amount compared to other wines.
There should be about a case down there.
Upstairs, customers continue to stream in and out of the Mazza wine shop, some of them eyeing the small bottles of liquid gold that nature and patience help make possible. For the Environment Report, this is Ann Murray.
Well, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys enjoyed everything. Try to keep warm because it's getting cold.
Yeah, it really is.
Thanks again.